Well, we here at KGMI and the Cascade Radio Group proud to have WeQ as one of our sponsors of high school football. In fact, they sponsor a game of the week each week. And it's part of their focus on teenagers and financial literacy for young people, an important topic that I could have used when I was younger.
You know, I was just about to say the same thing.
Exactly.
Really could have used that.
And joining us now is Keith Mader. He is a program manager with WeQ. Great to talk with you, Keith.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good, good. And this is an area that for many kids is woefully misunderstood, as we said, for us, you know, including us when we were in school. Just didn't get a whole lot of nuts and bolts about how finances work, especially for ourselves and our families.
Absolutely. I know. Yeah. I mean, myself, that is true as well. I mean, you're kind of basically, after you graduate from high school, you're thrown into the real world, whether that's college or your career, and you're kind of expected to use money. And so, you know, if you don't have that foundation, then, you know, obviously some mistakes can be made along the way.
Well, what are you doing to help kids understand? I guess, where do you start?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, for many years, WeQ has been out in the community, in classrooms. We've done a lot of financial education lessons just for, you know, kids as young as grade school, all the way up through middle school and high school. So we're out there educating the community about the business of banking, about debt, and just about, you know, proper financial management. So, you know, we've been out there for many years with that. But obviously, you mentioned, you know, the Game of the Week series. One of our focuses with this is to really talk to teenagers about our new first step checking and savings accounts that are, they're free, there's no fees, and they're great ways for students to start banking and to start, you know, working with money while it's still really safe and there are not a lot of, you know, consequences. And so, yeah, I think that a big part of getting good with money is just to start using it and having some of that foundational financial education so that you're not making mistakes down the road.
Now, what's the age level for teens that you're looking to promote this new, the first step checking program for? Like, is there a certain age? Like, is it a younger teen that should consider maybe going to, through this program, or maybe someone a little bit older, like in the college age, or is it open for everybody?
Yeah, yeah. So our savings accounts, they're open for, you know, kids as young as zero, you know, 1 week year old. You know, they have great savings rates. But the checking account specifically, right, where you're interacting with online banking, you're tracking your expenses, you have a debit card that's your own, that's really intended for teenagers who are 13 to up to 19 years old.
And I see that with a savings plan, the first $500, they get 2.5% interest. And so that's important. My daughter's already asked me, she's a middle schooler, and asked about, well, what is interest and what, you know, how does that work? And to explain to kids, well, you keep money in a savings account, you can actually earn money on that money.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, one of the reasons that we, because that's, as most people probably know, with the interest rate environment, interest rates are very low. And so that is significantly higher than what you're going to find anywhere else. And the point of that was, yeah, to show the impact of compound interest so that kids can actually see, oh, it's growing a little bit and it's just kind of sitting there. So to be able to make that a little bit more tangible for the kids as they're saving, to learn, man, maybe it does make sense to start stocking some money away. Yeah.
Well, what do kids need to sign up as far as ID, that sort of thing?
Yeah. So to sign up, kids, if they have a government ID, they'll want to bring that in, especially for those checking accounts. We also encourage you to bring in your ASB card. And so you're going to, I would actually suggest probably just visiting, you know, weq.com and just reading through the information on there, and then come and visit a branch, and we can get that set up for your student pretty quickly.
All right. Well, it's a great program, and you can find out more, as you said, Keith, at weq.com.
That's right. Yep.
And watch for the folks from WeQ at the Game of the Week at our high school football games this year. And great to have you guys on board with us as one of our sponsors and getting this important information out for young people.
Great. Yeah, thanks so much for your support.
Keith Mader with WeQ with us today. Thanks again, Keith.
Yeah, thank you.